In Florida today, thousands of people turned out for a long overdue ceremony. Michael Scott Spiker was the first person to die in the first Gulf War back in 1991. His fighter jet was shot down over the Iraqi desert. His remains were finally found a few weeks ago, and today he was laid to rest. Nicole Back of member station WJCT reports.
At Jacksonville's Veterans Memorial Wall today, bagpipers played a tribute to Navy Captain Scott Spiker. Florida's governor, the city's mayor, and others spoke at the ceremony. Since Spiker's disappearance 18 years ago, his family had pressed the Defense Department to find out what happened. Marla Albert is part of Jacksonville's Rolling Thunder, a group that draws attention to the military's missing in action.
We're just glad that he finally is brought back, and we need to make sure that we get all of our men and women that are in the military brought back to us.
Jackie DeWitt's son is in the Navy and participated in Spiker's ceremony. She posted a sign in her yard when he disappeared and still wears a bracelet engraved with Spiker's name and rank. She says this public tribute is important.
We actually should do this for every person coming home, whether they're alive or deceased. And Scott, he should have been home a long time ago.
Spiker was born in Kansas but moved to Jacksonville when he was a teenager. Today, a hearse drove a 30-mile route past important places in his life, his high school, church, and the naval station where his squadron used to be based. Navy Captain Michael Scott Spiker was buried today in a private ceremony. For NPR News, I'm Nicole Back in Jacksonville.